The Panther is a fast-paced thriller and is Nelson DeMille's sixth John Corey book. Nelson DeMille has produced a repertoire that responds incisively and with wit to the current events and evolving politics of our time. In The Panther, anti-terrorist task force agent John Corey and his wife, FBI agent Kate Mayfield, have been posted overseas to Yemen, one of the most dangerous places in the Middle East. While there, they will be working with a small team to track down one of the masterminds behind the USS Cole bombing, a high-ranking Al-Qaeda operative known as The Panther. Ruthless and elusive, he's wanted for multiple terrorist acts and murders, and the U.S. government is determined to bring him down, no matter what the cost. Nelson DeMille is a former U.S. Army lieutenant who served in Vietnam and is the author of 16 acclaimed novels, including the number one New York Times bestsellers Nightfall, Plum Island, and The Gatehouse. It is a great pleasure to welcome Nelson DeMille back to... Did we lose Nelson? We lost Nelson. So we're going to take a pause, and we'll try to get Nelson DeMille on the line, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. Welcome back to The Roundtable. Nelson DeMille is our guest. The name of the new novel is The Panther, and we have Nelson now on the line. Nelson, I gave you a beautiful introduction. I'm sorry you missed it.
I know it was a good one, so thank you.
It was great. I love your work. I love your writing, and the thing that I really applaud you on is the time that you take in writing a book. It's not something, and no disrespect to other authors who do this, but it's not a churning out process. This takes you a long time, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, my books have always been. A year and a half to 2 years apart. This one was 2.5 years since I spoke to you on about The Lion.
Right.
I'm kind of like an old-fashioned writer. Years ago, people like Michener and Leon Uris did so much research, and the book came out every 2 years, 2.5. And people thought it was normal. And now I think with Internet, which is able to, you're able to do a lot of research very quickly, and with the computer, and unfortunately a lot of these writers, I hate to say it, they do more typing than writing. So the process is quicker, and the publishing process is quicker, and they like to see a book a year, the publisher does. I don't know if the fans want to see a book a year, but I still take my time. I'm of the old school, and I don't even use a computer. I write my books longhand. That takes a while.
And do you... In doing that, that is a conscious decision and something that you're comfortable with. Do you feel more intimate with the words when it is pen to paper as opposed to finger to keyboard?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I learned how to write in kindergarten, so it
worked. Why screw it up, right?
Why screw it up? This is what I've been doing since 1978. My first novel, By the Rivers of Babylon, was a big book like this one, and it was all handwritten. In those days, you did a lot of library research, and you spent time in a library, and that's the way books were written, and I'm still doing that. And I feel the book is, better for it. And then when I'm done with the book, I obviously reread it again and again and again. I mean, my name is on it, and I want it to be perfect when it comes out. The publisher would like to see one every year. My accountant would like to see one every year.
Well, I'm sure your audience does too, obviously, but it is, I don't know. I like that you know that when you come out, it's a quality product, and it's very, very good, and it's just a lot of fun to read. Does that time frame ever screw you up, given the sense that you're writing about things that are so topical? Not so much that the world changes that drastically. There will unfortunately always be terrorism. There will not always be peace. So, but more in the sense of the changing global climate, that some pivotal scene that you can have can suddenly play itself out for real instead of on the pages of your book.
Yeah, and that happened a little bit with this book. The books take a while to write, and then they take a while to publish, and events are moving. Especially in these books, these John Corey books are about worldwide terrorism. And when I was writing this book, the Arab Spring happened, and now just recently in Benghazi in Libya. This book addresses a lot of the security problems with the American embassies and consulates around the world. This book is set in Yemen. And a lot of scenes are in the embassy, and the embassy people inside the embassy, and this is written obviously long before what happened, in Benghazi or what happened in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. They're talking about security. They have security concerns, security problems. And right after the American consulate was attacked in Benghazi, the American embassy in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, was stormed, and people over the wall. It was kind of shocking for me to see, because I'd just written about it, and I had a lot of photos of the embassy, and you see the gates in my photos. I was doing the research at the Great Seal of the United States, and next time I saw that, there were people climbing over the embassy wall. And so, you know, it was sort of like what I said in the book was unfortunately now coming true.
When you see something like that, it shows just how fragile life is in these corners of the world. And when writing about that and putting your character in this, how much of it is, okay, we want to look at what's going on. We obviously want to have our facts. We obviously want to put these characters in real places and in environments that are real, but also you want to tell a story and you want to have a page turner and you want to get this character to grow as well. Is that a balance?
Yeah, and you know, some people say, well, you know, you're giving the terrorists ideas, but they've already got the ideas. I'm not giving any terrorists any ideas I don't already have, and I don't think my readership includes a lot of terrorists. So, but my book's all read by the FBI. I got a lot of good fan mail from police and FBI. I never got any fan mail from the CIA, but that's all right. Well, no, nobody ever identified themselves as CIA. But I know my books are popular, you know, with law enforcement agencies and also with counterintelligence agencies. And that's good. And you know, the CIA, as we know, and the FBI have programs to actually have people reading people like me and say, you know, well, others like Tom Clancy, who they want to see what the product of a fertile imagination is like and see if they can learn anything from it. I learned from them, they learned from me, and I think it's good that we're all at least thinking about this, and hopefully these are cautionary tales. And, you know, in one of my books, The Lion's Game, I mentioned a future attack on the World Trade Center, and I wrote it, obviously, before 9/11, and it happened. I don't consider myself prescient. I just consider that the intelligence agencies where I get my information knew this was going to happen. I used to write Cold War thrillers, and they were kind of interesting. And but now with the war on terrorism, I find it actually more complex in many ways than the Cold War was.
Speaking of complex, John Corey is a complex character.
He wouldn't think so. He thinks he's a simple man, and his wife thinks he's an idiot sometimes. So,
do you find him complex to be able to put him in these various situations?
Yeah, he is really a complex man, but he keeps calling himself a simple, straightforward man. He operates on a lot of levels. He's very intelligent, but he seems to be alpha male. And his wife is FBI Special Agent Kate Mayfield, and this is not a marriage made in heaven, but it's kind of a funny relationship. And she represents, obviously, the straight shooters in the CIA in a very professional, rather the FBI. They always have a CIA agent who represents another facet of the war on terrorism. And John Corey is a cop who is hired by the federal government for, you know, those detective skills, and he brings something new to the party. He's looking at terrorism as just a problem of crazy people doing crazy things. He knows how to solve it, and everybody else is becoming maybe, you know, too process-oriented and thinking of it in complex ways, and he tries to get right to the truth of it, and he's a man of direct action. And in this book, we send him to Yemen, where, as his boss says, your unorthodox methods that we don't appreciate here in the States may serve us well in a country like Yemen.
Nelson DeMille is the author of the new book, The Panther. It is published by Grand Central, and it is it's a terrific read and just an awful lot of fun. 84 chapters, and they just speed right by. Nelson DeMille, always a pleasure to have you on the program. We wish you all the luck in the world, and thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thanks, Joe. Good to talk to you again.
Always a great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is The Panther. It's published by Grand Central. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.